lost here in Monaghan today. Gone down on a final score of 116 to 110, Brendan. And it's been another difficult day for Donegal, and I suppose really one round while he got that goal so early in the second half to make it a 1-9 to 1-5 game. Donegal were always chasing it there, and at times they really struggled to keep with Monaghan.
Yeah, you know, so like last week, Oisin, you know, plenty of good points in the first half, come out the second half to Rowan, had us with that goal. Monaghan today, we lost by 6 points last week to our neighbours to Rowan, and our Ulster rivals, and the same again today, 6 points again to Monaghan. As I say, the experience was the difference, but you know, you think about it as well, with Ryan McHugh and Paddy McBurdy missing, you know, if you take two of Monaghan's best players out of the team, they would have been much, much weaker today. There was some great performance in there, particularly from Brennan and Niall O'Donnell in the first half. Those couple of goal chances we had were, you know, if we had got a couple of them as you went in half time, a couple up, we could have maybe withheld it. But a storm that was coming from Monaghan, you know, that they had us for, I think, 1-4 without reply, and around the end of the first half and the start of the second, and that was the platform then that gave them the keep ball. They also kicked a lot of wides as well. You know, Monaghan be thinking they could have extended that lead even more. So I was kind of clutching the straws towards the end. You know, there's some positives for the game, but again, I suppose the only positive is that it's still in our own hands next week as the clock ticks down. In that Tyrone Mayo game, and by the sounds of things, Mayo weren't going well at all. So the fact we're at home, you know, we could stay up with the 4 points, which I think would be lucky enough. But just looking at the two Ulster rivals there, Monaghan and Tyrone, they're certainly a step ahead of us at the minute. A lot of work to be done with Donegal to bridge up that gap.
Yeah, so it's resulted in another disappointing day, and yes, there has been positives, but again, I suppose we've been turned over too easy at times today as well, Brendan, and when that happens we always end up conceding scores. But looking ahead now to the next day, Monaghan and Mayo are playing Tyrone today in Castlebar, and Tyrone seem to be cruising along at McHale Park. They're leading 114-7, so that means Mayo's going to lose today. They're going to sit on 4, Donegal are on 2 at the bottom, and whoever comes out of that game is going to stay up. But the thing about Donegal is, if they're both on 4 points and Donegal take the victory next week and go to 4, Donegal will go through on a head-to-head.
On the head-to-head, so, is right, yeah. A lot of people can't understand that, why it doesn't come down to scoring difference. But yeah, if it's two teams at the bottom, it comes down to their head-to-head. So certainly Donegal at home, and particularly the manner in which Mayo were beaten today, you would think that you know, Donegal could take him. Whether Ryan McHugh and Paddy Birdie can be back for that would be massive for Donegal, and it's amazing after the league we've had, we're still in with a chance to stay up in 4 points. It's really winner takes all next week, and as I say, because of the hammer, and if that was a tight game between there, you'd be thinking maybe Mayo were starting to get their act together, but Patrone obviously destroyed them. So you know, the fact that this game's at home, it was funny, Donegal were in charge of their fixtures, the game in Ballyshannon against Kildare, the game in Letterkenny. A lot of people saying should that have been in Ballybuffet because of a brilliant record there, but as it stands now, that Balbuffet game where we have the good record is going to be Mayo, and it's winner takes all.